I'm visiting with Mary Kay Thatcher with American Farm Bureau Federation. And Mary Kay, I know that there's been a lot of frustration over the issue of immigration. Where are we at with that right now? Is there any hope of anything being done at this point?
It's going to be pretty tough to do anything on immigration in the next couple of months. You know, Congress is going to come back right after Labor Day, but the House will only be in session 12 days and the Senate 15 before the election. So we have got to do some appropriations bills. We have 12 of those to do. We haven't accomplished any of them, and the government will shut down October 1st. So we either have to come up with a continuing resolution or some kind of omnibus, and I'm just afraid that the time is not going to be there to deal with much else than appropriations.
Well, looking at the fact that we're, I guess, in recess right now, what is it that your members and that Farm Bureau is kind of focused on key issues outside of this one?
Well, certainly we're still focused on immigration and trying to do all we can to get it done, but the chances just aren't very good. The really big issue for us right now is waters of the U.S. and making sure that, indeed, we're getting comments into the EPA about the concerns we have on that. I think we had a little bit of a slow start. It's just it's a tough issue to understand. The rule's 350-plus pages. So I just think now farmers are understanding how critical this could be. We're also really concerned because we understand EPA may be taking some of these postcard campaigns we have going and counting every postcard as one and saying this is one opinion expressed 853 times, et cetera. So we're encouraging our members, yeah, sign those postcards, but whatever you do, go out. If you only write three sentences on the website, do it. But we've got the Natural Resources Defense Council out there saying that they have a million comments in already. So we got a lot of work to do to catch up.
I know that Farm Bureau has a lawsuit going over privacy issues with the EPA. Can you tell us what that's all about?
Well, in 2013, EPA released to three environmental groups a lot of information, presumably about concentrated ag feeding operations, but names, addresses, lots of confidential information through a Freedom of Information Act request. Not too long after they released that, they asked for the data back, but it's a little late once the data is out there. We have a lot of concerns. First of all, that data was to be private, and secondly, there was a lot of data that was put out that weren't CAFOs at all. They were very small operations. So we have indeed sued EPA and are going to try to make a case. You know, we still have lots of people who say, oh, well, it only happened once, Mary Kay. It'll never happen again. We just want to make sure that that's the case.
Yeah. So where are you at this point with that case?
Well, we just filed the case within the last week. So we got a ways to go, but at least we've put a marker down.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mary Kay, giving us an update here about the activities that American Farm Bureau Federation is involved in right now. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.